The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Arkansas's highest court has been asked to disqualify a ballot measure that would legalize four casinos in the state. The group Ensuring Arkansas's Future claims the proposal's wording is ambiguous and misleading. On Monday, they asked the state Supreme Court to not vote on the proposed constitutional amendment that was recently approved by election officials for the November ballot. The proposed amendment would allow casinos at a Hot Springs horse track and a West Memphis dog track. It would also allow casinos in Pope and Jefferson counties. This year, Louisiana lawmakers approved a bill that allows riverboat casinos to move on land. But lawmakers didn't support a bill that would have allowed sports betting, while other states, including neighboring Mississippi, approved legal wagering on sports, which analysts say is at least a $6 billion industry. During the last regular session, State Senator Danny Martini, Republican from Metairie, brought the bill that would have allowed Louisiana voters to decide on sports betting. He told public radio WRKF in Baton Rouge that his bill would have helped address state budget shortfalls.
You can beat your chest and say, hey, we voted down sports betting. Also, we probably have to close some universities or some hospitals because we don't have any revenue. And the legislature, particularly the House, is not hell-bent on providing enough money to fund. You know, they don't want to raise taxes and they don't want to make cuts. Well, good, this is another available way that we could solve some of those problems.
Senator Martini says he'll bring a sports betting bill for consideration during the next regular session in April. The Texas State Board of Education has heard feedback this week on the way social studies is taught in Texas public schools. Both conservative and liberal groups have raised concerns over the curriculum standards, which were last updated in 2010. Some topics at issue are how the history of slavery and the Civil War are taught. Another issue, the extent to which religion influenced the Founding Fathers. For example, those 2010 standards describe Moses from the Bible as a major influence on the nation's founding documents. Emil Lester is a professor at the University of Mary, Washington, who traveled to Texas to testify before the board. He criticized the 2010 standards.
For example, Teaks 1C of the high school government course asked students to view Moses as a major influence on our founding documents. Now, as a Jewish person, Moses holds a special place in my heart. But there's no evidence that our founders had Moses in mind when drafting the Constitution. In fact, in two letters to Thomas Jefferson, John Adams openly denied that the Ten Commandments were the basis of our Constitution and our legal system.
The Texas State Board of Education is likely to vote on recommended changes to the social studies curriculum standards today. A Louisiana school board has voted to fight a federal lawsuit alleging its schools unconstitutionally promote Christianity in classes and during school activities. The Associated Press reports Bossier Parish School Board voted unanimously Tuesday to fight the February lawsuit filed by the Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. The group says the schools also promote the widespread use of prayer and other Christian messages on school property and during school events. The groups discussed settling the lawsuit in September, but Americans United says the next scheduled settlement discussion is canceled. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. There's a 40% chance of rain. Expect a high temperature to reach 81 degrees. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.